right now. Let's see if we can help Michael down in Florida. Hey, tell us what's going on. I understand you're kind of dancing with a glass sliding door here. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, I've got what I consider just a standard size sliding glass door, and we want to take it out, but we want to reframe it for a 36-inch in-swing door. And the part that we frame up where the glass door used to be, we want to sheetrock on the inside and, of course, brick to match the existing brick of the house. And we've just found that the usefulness of the glass door has just kind of outgrown itself. But we want something that's got like a 15 light, you know, so we can still have some light coming in through the door itself that we want to put in.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you want to put in a traditional French door, Michael, an in-swinging French door.
Yeah, I don't want a French door. I just want a single 36-inch door instead of a French door. We've looked at the French doors, and we just don't like that. We'd much rather have a door. We want to kind of rearrange our whole living room inside, and it would be really nice to enclose that other area where the glass door used to be.
Right.
And to be able to give you a little more wall space on the inside. I can see that. And also,
yes,
thanks for sending these photos. It works pretty well. I'll tell you the very first step here, and oh boy, I've done this many, many times, what you're asking about here. But first of all, you got to match the brick. Have you done any research on that?
I have not. Now, we're fortunate that we have some brick left over from when we built the house.
Good.
I don't think enough to finish that in. But there is a brickyard here in town that has a lot of old bricks from jobs that they've done. So
good.
We feel pretty confident we could go by there and maybe match up some brick.
Oh, good.
And with it being already exposed elements, we know we're going to have a hard time matching that. But we do have quite a few brick left over from the house when we had it built.
Well, that's a big advantage because you can mix those in. If you get the right brick mason, sometimes we'll say, okay, half and half, two old, two new, mix them in. Don't put all the new ones here and all the old ones down here. Mix them in. And
right.
you almost have to, you almost have to stand there and say, okay, you're not doing what I said. Here's this stack. Here's this stack. I'm watching you. So, you just about have to hold their hand from that standpoint. But that can make a gigantic difference as to whether it blends in. You want to make sure you're using the same color mortar. And also, will you be doing any of this work yourself, or you're having someone do the whole thing?
Well, I like doing a lot of home projects myself. I'm pretty good with sheetrock work, so we're thinking about doing a lot of it ourselves. The framing I probably would contract out and place in the door, because I know there's some header issues probably involved in this, because I think the height of the sliding glass doors are different from the height of a standard, entry door.
That should be pretty easy to modify, though. You'd be able to trim the header or, fortunately, since you're building in, you're not having to worry about supporting that because it has that support there. But
okay.
The reason I ask that is because one of the things that you could do is use a, get you some good eye protection, a dust mask, and put a masonry blade on your circular saw, and then tooth out all of the bricks on the side that the bricks will be joining to. That way you can cut those half bricks out, save all of that, and that can save you some time and money there. And then it's just a matter of studding it up, putting the door in, and then sheathing on the outside, having the brick mason brick everything back in, and then the drywall on the inside and trimming it out. So it's takes a few stages there in that. Certainly you'd want to fill it full of insulation all that you can.
Mm-hmm.
But a very feasible project, and I think you'd be real happy with it. And the bricks, that's the main thing. Inside, you can tie it all together. The bricks on the outside is going to really be the key thing in making it not look like it was any kind of modification that was done.
All righty. All right. But other than that, just the main thing I was worried about was the framing of that header. But you said that should be no issue on that, right?
Right. Even if they have to play with that a little bit and cut it an inch up or anything along those lines to modify
mm-hmm.
it. But I think you'll find that it's very, very close to that 80-inch exterior door that you would be putting in there.
All righty, sir.
Good.
All right. Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Sounds great, Michael. Thanks for being a part of the show, and best of luck to you, and have a great